from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Joe, welcome to the Dom Giordano Show. Thanks so much for taking time out to join us.
Hi, Dom. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, Joe, take us through your day yesterday. Not the barbecuing and not anything else.
Yeah, like, once you find out what was going on here,
happened, Joe? And give us your initial reaction. Where was the bus stop or, you know, the window that it was in that you saw the poster?
Well, you know, I was out driving around during the day, Labor Day, all casualed up, you know, trying to enjoy the day, beautiful day that it was here in Philly. And I received a couple messages from a friend, you know, a friend that I was a volunteer with in the Doug Mastriano campaign 2 years ago, you know, pushing for Doug and everything. And he said to me, Joe, I'm getting messages from people that there's signs saying that Kamala Harris is endorsing the Eagles are endorsing Kamala Harris as a vice presidential candidate. And it's totally not true. We got to do something. His name is Michael Dano, and he's a good friend of mine, like I said, and we got close trying to do the right thing, being volunteers. So I started to receive several addresses. I'm driving around the city looking at these SEPTIS pickup stops, the stands that are there. Some are digital stands. Some are paper stands, you know, paper display stands or digital display stands. And I'm trying to think about how something like this could actually happen on a SEPTA stop area. You know, to me, it just doesn't make sense.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you here, too. Did it look to you like you have to have a key or have to break into something to put this poster in there? How do you breach that? Yeah, what do you think?
Yes. Well, definitely. With regards to the stand display, they're full-size window displays. Probably between 6 and 10 feet high in height, maybe about 5.5 to 6 feet, less than 6 feet wide. And on the right-hand side of it, the upper corner, the lower corner, there's Allen wrenches, spots that are used to unlock the glass door for the paper displays. And I guess for the digital displays, there's some way somewhere there's a programming box. But these signs were actually only in the paper display areas. So I went around to a few of these signs, and then I finally found the one that they were trying to point out to me. Was at 34th and Chestnut on University of Pennsylvania's campus, directly across from where the recent protests were, the Palestinian protests, the pro-Hamas protests. You know, a very busy intersection there at 34th and Chestnut because you have both universities, Drexel University, Penn University, using that area. People use Chestnut Street to go to and from the 30th Street train station. So this was a very visible display. And in a sense, it was on the outer exterior wall. So what you see is it's something that's placed there, and it looks like a professional display. So nobody's second-guessing it, you know. So my concern there was is that, okay, the Philadelphia Eagles have issued statements both on X, formerly Twitter, as well as Facebook, and they specifically deny. They claim it to be a counterfeit sign. The real question is how does someone get into a SEPTA display case? Could it be and I don't mean this disrespectfully to SEPTA, but, you know, could it be an inside job? You know, someone on their staff did it? Could it be somebody that's, you know, mechanically inclined, has the right kind of key, Allen wrench key, and opened it up like a mechanic and simply inserted the sign in there before they knew it, before it could be discovered or reported quick enough.
Hey, Joe, is it easy to get an Allen wrench key? Somebody could get that, right?
Yeah.
Is it? It's not
sure.
Something you got to go and something nefarious. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, you can get it probably at any hardware store, Home Depot, Walmart.
All right, so, Joe, the moment of truth now. You see this. How are you feeling? Is it citizen's
arrest
time? You
physically go to, like, a Kinko's? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, what did you do?
Well, you know, you sort of touched on it. I actually went to Staples down in South Philly at 23rd and Oregon.
Where else? Yes?
You know, when in doubt, go to South Philly. And, yeah. You know, by the time I actually found it, it was getting close to around 7 o'clock or so. So I rushed down to the, I checked to see if it was open one. It's open till 8. So I rushed down there, printed off the flyer, and I touched it up a little bit. I put a little notice up top. Notice from the Philadelphia Eagles, this is a false display, and the contents in this display case are not authorized by the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think I extended any type of role as a representative of the Eagles. I did it as a concerned citizen, simply repeating what was in their social media posts. And of course, I included that in a large display on the paper. And I made sure I covered up the sign as well as I could.
Wow.
When you walk into Staples and you ask someone for that kind of copy, did you get any kind of like weird looks? Or
not in South Philly. Come on.
Not at all. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, the Staples store is set up where they have the self-use printers and copiers now. You can use their computer stations and then run, you know, print it off and then run over and make copies.
So, Joe, now this, obviously, we saw it first over at Fox 29. Are you standing there in front of it?
Yes.
This is really taken off. So, first question, what's it like now for you? We're so glad you trusted us and you came on here, Joe, to tell your story. What has happened today once people have seen you out there?
It's interesting that you say that. I'd like to say thank you to for referring me to you. I'd like to say thanks to Mr. Keeley, you know, for connecting us, because I think he was the person that actually was the reporter that posted the full sign or the retraction sign, you know, from the Eagles. So as I was posting gluing and taping the signs on the wall there, they came up and they asked me questions, and I was hesitant to speak to them at first, and then I saw the Fox News sign, and I said, you know what, I think I should talk to Fox here.
Well, good. You know, let me identify. We're talking to Joe from South Philly, who engaged in this yesterday. So, Joe, after that, now today, are there any negative people out there? Is it mostly positive? What's the response?
Positive. I've been getting messages. It started last night. You know, by the time I got home, you know, a 10-15 minute ride from up in University City to back in South Philly, you know, people were saying, "Is this you? Is this you? Is this you?" And of course, I denied it. But you know, in that regard, people today have actually been, you know, complimenting me, and I saw some posts from X that, you know, that most people are very much in favor of what I was doing for the reason that I was doing it. You know, I wasn't, you know, it wasn't a question that actually got to the point, who are you voting for, President Trump or Vice President Kamala Harris? You know, it's something where it goes to the actual deceit in campaigning in which they're trying to induce a vote. You know,
yes.
So,
well, and I would argue the Eagles are arguing about this, really, or it's the logic of it, Joe. I'll pretend to be a full-time lawyer. I'm only part-time. That the vandalism was committed by the people breaking into that, or if someone incepted helping them. There's the violation. Clearly, this is just correcting the record, which the Philadelphia Eagles would know better than anybody else. It's all that you did with their statement. This is false. Dan had a question. Dan.
Yeah, I just want to underline, I don't mean to blow smoke up there, but a lot of people on Twitter, Joe, if you're not on there, they are saying really good things about you, because what you did, it's in regards to election integrity, election security. You hear from the left a lot of misinformation campaigns and such, and right here we have a town, a city who bleeds green, essentially being told to go vote for Kamala Harris, and I think a lot of people recognize what you did as a good thing, so I thank you.
Absolutely. So, Joe, future now. Any other media interest out there you might want to tell us about?
Well, just after I spoke to you, your office there, to Dan and your office, I sort of received a call from Jesse Water Live.
Ah, very good. I want to promote it. Are we going to see you tonight?
Possibly.
Okay.
They've actually reached out to me, and they told me that, we're just waiting for you to confirm, because we have a place for you to be on the show.
Yeah, I would vouch for him, Joe. He's a friend and friend of the show. I would vouch for him big time. And as you may know, he's formerly from Philadelphia. So
it's great to see him going national, too. The story got some national focus as well. Awesome.
Yeah. So, Joe, we'll be watching Jesse Waters tonight. Hope to see you on that. They didn't ask you to go back to the scene of this, did they?
No, they haven't. Okay. At least not yet.
So, Joe, again, you're right on with this. Election interference, it's fake. You took action. The city wasn't going to do that. They did it on Labor Day because they know everything is going to be shut down. And you gave us another piece of the story with this Allen wrench key thing that tells us SEPTA should take a look at their security here, because
you got to put like padlocks or something on it.
Yeah, right? You got to do better. This is a classic case of election interference. That's exactly what's going on.
And even more significant, I'll just leave this point with you. My concern was actually the fact that, yes, the Eagles retracted this statement where they acknowledged that it was a counterfeit sign. But so many people go by that area and the other areas. They've placed them at Broad and Montgomery. Mm-hmm. I've learned that now. There's one on Temple's campus. There was one around 16th and Spring Garden. And now they're, at least this one here. This morning I received some phone calls that there may be some down in Westchester. So somebody really tried to reach out there. You have to be organized. You have to have money. And you have to have the ability to do it.
So,
back to the whole thing.
Yeah, to that last part, the Westchester thing, Dan, now this gets into, if true, to your last point, Joe, I can start to buy into the money and resources behind that. If there's any sliver of that, then this is an even bigger story.
You know what's fascinating that he brings this up, Joe? How many total do you know in the city of Philadelphia? Do you have any number as to how many appeared, or do you not know?
I do not.
Okay.
Because if you're talking, it's been reported to me, by people, that they've seen at least three or four of them. Okay. And the other aspect of the Westchester postings, again, that's by another university. So it's clear that the real target is our university-aged students. They're going after the young.
Mm-hmm.
They're going after the young because they know they're busy. They're not really paying attention to everything. A lot of people are frustrated with the whole issue anymore. So they just want to go and vote on election day. Any little thing like this can sway a vote, and that's the prejudice. And if one vote actually gets stolen because of this, I think the entire system's prejudiced.
So, Joe, what do you want done since you become a big actor in this? What would you like to see happen here?
I would like to see SEPTA to implement serious security review, as we discussed earlier, to make sure that this cannot happen again. I would like to see further action by the Philadelphia Eagles to make sure that this is clearly not tolerated by the Philadelphia Eagles organization. They're a little busy right now down in Brazil. But when they come back, I think Mr. Lurie is a good businessman and can see that Philadelphia is a town not just made up of Democratic Eagle fans. It's got a lot of Trump-supporting Eagle fans or Republican-supporting Eagle fans. And I think because of that we got to make sure that they take a firm stance on this. I also am concerned about how it affects people in the long run, because many people will see that sign but not really pay attention to what's going on, and it could sway them. Again, I think there's got to be some way of making sure that something like this doesn't happen again. And we didn't mention it, but I think the city needs to make an official statement regarding it, too.
Yeah, they all do.
And,
well, Joe,
on this
I know you follow this. Again, for listeners, though, too, really, we've been talking about that the Secretary of State and Josh Shapiro lecturing people like you, me, Dan, and listeners about misinformation and all this. They should use this as a teachable moment to reach out and say this is exactly what we're not going to allow. Or do they just want to censor Trump supporters?
I think they want to censor Trump supporters, and I'll tell you why very briefly. With regards to this type of incident that happened in the same places during the last gubernatorial campaign, you know, when Shapiro was running against Mastriano, there was a lot of signs that were posted all up and down Broad Street, all in University City, that were basically saying, you know, stating lies. You know, they were misrepresenting laws, the state of laws and stuff like that. And you know how I know this? Because I was running around taking them down. I didn't care, you know, and I don't mean to toot my own horn here, but when people are doing this, I think it's an essential role of every citizen to get up and tear it down, because it's an absolute lie, and it's not just misrepresenting the person that's taking it down, it's prejudicing our entire public.
You know,
everyone that has the right to vote has now been infected with bad information, and that's what it comes down to, this upcoming debate that we have in Philadelphia. That's the forum where all these questions should be posed and answered. You know,
Joe, thank you so much. Thanks for relying on us. Hopefully you'll be on with Jesse Waters tonight. We'll be watching, and stay in touch with Dan. If there's any other development, just let him know. We'd be happy to talk with you, Joe.
Okay, great. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much. All right. Kudos to Dan here, too, behind the scenes. So you just heard a big part of this that you're not hearing from the rest of the media, other than Steve Keely, of course, who, of course, again, he's a one-man gang.
He's like the only one actually doing his job.
Yeah, he's the greatest reporter in Philadelphia history. He's the greatest in the country. I mean, he is unbelievable. He ought to be featured around the clock. You got talent there that's second to none. Love to get your response at 855-839-1210. That's how you do it. This part about, if it is true, that it's an Allen wrench key. Did somebody at SEPTA do it with this guy? Now, there are several. If there's one out in Westchester, now we're starting to get into Dan's point about who's resourcing the alleged people involved with doing it.
Well, yeah, my thoughts are, if it's only four, then maybe it's possible. But if it's more than four, you're talking about a coordinated effort here, because this happened overnight, right?
Yeah.
And it's an involved situation where you're opening a thing, pasting it up, putting it down. And something that big, I would assume, takes more than one person to do, right? So, is there coordination here? Is this a group? Who's funding the group? You know, there's so many questions that need to be answered about this.
Right. And again, a couple of things. Look. We can go all day, well, Democrats are not doing it. We know that. We know that. Democrats are doing what progressives are about. Larry Krasner's not going to do anything. The city's not going to make this. Where are Republicans on this? Now, the Trump people are alert nationally, I think. Again, Dan, they have to at some point say to the guy running the Republican Party, hey, Vince, what are you doing about this? I bet if they put it up on one of those bars over in Northeast Philadelphia, you do something about it. Come on the show, Vince, and tell me what you're going to do about this. Do we see Republicans demanding action, going to the media, full court press, lawyers? No. It's people like Linda Kearns through the Trump campaign that are on this and trying to do something. It's hard enough in Philadelphia. They got to remove this old boys' networks of morons that are the Republican Party in town. After this is election over, that's a job. If you're going to look, it's not about Philadelphia and winning in Philadelphia. It's about winning Pennsylvania. You can't let them get away with this stuff. If anybody's out there in Westchester, you saw it, you have knowledge of it, you took pictures of it, we'd love to know that, because that's a smoking gun at how far this has gone. And yes, it should be investigated up and down the line. And the Trump people ought to be on it, because they might break something loose here, where it's more than just one person. The allegation from CBS3 that some people think it's a street artist. You know, another thing, too. You got too much of the street artist and graffiti stuff. Go and be a real artist. Stop doing stuff that's illegal. Allegedly. Well, this is illegal as far as I can tell. Let's go to Stephen in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Stephen, afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. How you doing, sir?
Good.
Good. So my issue with that, years ago, I'm a business owner in Ben Salem. Been there 18 years, and there's a bus stop right on my doorstep, basically in front of my store. I'm a self-standing building on a high-volume corner. So years ago, that I had a competition poster put right there, and I was furious. It is not just SEPTA. There is another company called Clearview. It's a third-party company, and they maintenance it, and they change the posters and so forth. And what I ended up doing, it's an advertising agency, actually, that I actually went out with trash bags, covered it up, explained my situation. They were out the next day. So, again, it could not just be SEPTA, but like I said, there could be a third party involved, which they're called Clearview.
Not Clearview. You know, so it's not Clearview in this case. It's an Intersection Media. Just want to clarify.
Yeah,
but, yes, there is indeed. Similar to your situation, there is a third party here involved.
But Intersection Media, here's the difference, though, Stephen, and I think they're legit on this. Let's be clear. I don't think they ran this ad. If they did, we have just a big scandal here. I don't think they okayed this ad. It goes through the city. I think this was this rogue element. Was he backed by progressive or Democrats on this? I don't think it's the ad company. I think someone broke into these places. It's not that hard and put up these posters. And the one guy who has done this before is the one that CBS3 was talking about. But to your point, yeah, it's ridiculous.
No, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's just, you know, what's going on today, they don't want anybody thinking for themselves, basically. You know, and it's just a sad state that we live in today.
Well, and that's why, you know, with every breath that we have here, we're contacting the people that we know. If it gets on the water show tonight, I encourage Joe to go on. It'll be out there nationally. And people probably are going to say, well, what's wrong with the Philadelphia GOP? They don't want Trump to win. That's what it's wrong with them. They got to take action on this outfit here. Come on, Vince, call and tell me I'm wrong. You know it's true.
Agree with you 100%.
Thank you, Stephen, very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And look, we don't know if anybody funded it, and we don't know if it's this so-called street artist. I haven't said his name. I'm not going to say his name and all that until we have further proof. But unless Republicans push this, this is exactly a forerunner of what they're going to try to do in Philadelphia. Dan, I never forget the time, first time around, when Sam Katz ran. They just got in his face with a bullhorn, right? He's running against John Street. And they're calling his wife the C word. Now, I like Sam Katz, as I told you. But you know, Dan, what you have to do in a circumstance like that.
Yeah.
You got to drop the guy. And it was this little runt guy. You know, and if your glasses
Jim, please isolate and pull. You got to drop the guy.
Yeah. And then if your glasses are broken in the fracas and all, you put the broken glasses on, and then you call out in your speech the Philadelphia Inquirer. Teddy Roosevelt gets shot and gives the speech. If you want to win in Philadelphia, if you want to deal with them, you have to protect yourself. The second time around, he goes out to West Philly. They have 200 guys screaming as he's trying to make his opening
speech. I'm telling you, get away from me.
Right. That's what you need. Saying blank, stuff.
You're a plum creep, lush coward.
What do you do in a circumstance like that? Well, if they have 200 guys there, you have to have 400 or 500 guys that you're going to do your speech. You're not going to shut me down. This is a precursor to what Philadelphia's all about.
Get away from me, you crumb.
Not so much just putting this up, which we had yesterday, Dan and I on the air. It's what is Philadelphia going to do about it? The media here, other than Steve Keeley, they're not going to run this down. Steve Keeley's out there on a cot sleeping in front of these to get more stuff on it. And apparently, Dan, I think he believes that this guy's right? An Allen wrench key would open this up. Appears to be.
No, I don't know if he... I don't have clarification on that, yeah. But, I mean, you would think... like something like this would be padlocked, or they'd have something, some kind of further protection, or in a digital age, some kind of digital key that the person that exchanges the poster is the person that's supposed to, holds up a phone to unlock it or something. To think that it's easy as an Allen wrench or something you can order off of Amazon or You know, and it just seems very convenient excuse to me.
Here's
to be
the thing.
Completely honest.
They're saying we're snowflakes. We're making too much of this, you snowflakes. Linda Kearns asked for this weaponized committee that Josh Shapiro has set up to shut down all alleged misinformation, which means saying anything they don't like. 150 pages they send back, Dan, most of it redacted. And they think we're just going to roll over. They're going to roll through Philadelphia and roll us in the rest of the state. The Trump people, as much as I think they're on top of stuff, I got to convince them more, Dan, that Philadelphia is a different animal. That this is not, you know, like anything imaginable. Philadelphia, Detroit, Chicago. All right, that's the bottom line. All right, to get somebody to come. Yeah, I think TikTok is involved with this Eagles thing. We'll get that.
Whoa.
We will get your side questions at 855-839-1210. You just heard Joe, though, the guy that put that on there. I hope he doesn't run afoul of Larry Krasner now, you know. But if he does that, then this is going to morph it into a bigger showdown. What do we want done? We want an investigation. You put that up yesterday when I was on the air, and that's exactly on point. We wanted an investigation of who did this. The footage should be obvious. I would bet it happened overnight, Sunday into Monday, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. Just watch the tapes. I think they have cameras there. They're going to tell us they don't. You mean that the bus stops even are unprotected, these little shelters and all? And then from there, apprehend the person and get to the bottom of it. Charge that person with at least vandalism, maybe something more. You can't break into this. You can't put these up. It is illegal. There is no doubt about it. They have no guarantee of anybody they can do this. It's illegal.
Also, I mean, we got to stay on the Eagles to press charges, right? Because it's a copyright infringement.
Yeah, exactly. What are the Eagles going to do about it? Rather than saying it's fake. Are they going to press charges? It is copyright infringement. That's exactly right. And Vince, come on out. It's a nice sunny day. Give us a call, Vince. Is it Fennery? Is it whatever? Head of the Republican Party in Philadelphia. What are they going to do about it? Who's a voice out there? How about the suburban Republicans? Call the show. Tom DiBello. Any others? You're commissioners. You're the head of this, that Republican Party all over the place. You got to go to the media with this and say, are you kidding? Because SEPTA, Dan, here we go. SEPTA is suburban urban. A lot of them are suburban that are on that board. Do something on this. Make a point here that you're not getting away with this. Go ahead.
Do you want Vince? Because I can try and get him for after the break.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Tell Vince anytime. Come on over. We'll have a drink. Yeah. I want to see if this happens. Yeah. And this is up there in the Krasner Lake. Let's go to Ralph in Broomall on the side question. Who is it you bumped into, this celebrity? Ralph, who's yours? Hi.
Well, back in 1965, I worked in Palisades Amusement Park. I think I was like 17 years old. I was taking tickets on to the ride, big Ferris wheel. And Walter Cronkite comes on the ride.
Cronkite, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, thinking, Don, this is 65. Yeah, this is 65. So this is maybe a couple of years after, you know, he announced to the nation, you know, that Kennedy was killed.
Yeah. That's one of the greatest.
What was the ride?
Journalists. Yeah, what was the ride? Yeah.
It was the ride. It was the Ferris wheel. Now, this is the thing. The Ferris wheel, this was next to the outdoor stage where all the entertainment used to come on, which the second part of the story that day, these three black women come on the ride, and one of them was a short one. They were the Supremes. And I asked them, I said, are you the Supremes? And they were like, no, we're not the Supremes. And it was, because they performed that afternoon.
Oh, so my God. What kind of Ferris wheel is this? We got to stake that out. Wow. That
well,
is
because the Ferris, it was next to the stage, and they used to mount the camera sometimes. I'll tell you another story some other time about how they used to mount the camera, and some other celebrity came on, who actually was not a nice guy. But anyway,
That
it was Walter Cronkite. He had these six little kids with him. I don't know if they were his grandkids or what they were. And, you know, if you ask me what he was like, Dom, he was like reserved and solemn.
Thank you. Yeah, that's got to be true. That can't not be true. All right, let me go to our own. This is another Scott. This is Scott of Lansdale. I thought it was Scott of Orange Jersey. Hey, Scott, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've spoken to you a few times.
Yes, Scott.
Listen, this the poster thing, it goes beyond illegal acts, copyright stuff, and it's probably done by more than one person. It's kind of conspiracy to commit election fraud, which probably is a federal offense. I just wanted to add that point if you hadn't made it before.
Yeah, we have, but you're amplifying it. And you know what the more shocking thing is here, Scott, and I'll continue to say this. Where are the Republicans on this? Now, the Trump people, Linda Kearns, is one of the people that investigated this immediately and is acting on it. But the local Republicans have to be banging at the local media in every county, you know, like the Bucks County Courier Times and these others, to cover this and demand that the Philadelphia media and the Philadelphia police get to the bottom of this.
Absolutely agree.
Thank you, Scott. I mean, that's where the action is. Where are Republicans on this? So, Dan, afterwards, we'll powwow, and maybe you could ask a couple of them, would you like to come on and tell us, get the ball rolling here? Are they asking their local paper, Bucks County Courier Times, are you covering this story? Do you want to know who did this? Well, that's in Philadelphia. Hey, we're dealing with Pennsylvania here. All this stuff is with Pennsylvania. And you know what Pennsylvania is. That's the road to the presidency. Could be wrong, but I don't think today that I'm wrong or have been wrong for the last 6 months. It's going to be Pennsylvania. This will determine the presidency. Ah, come on now. How many votes? It doesn't matter. Just because you're a lawbreaker on election interference and you don't get a big score of a lot of voters voting for your person, doesn't matter. It's the criminal intent of this. They were just doing a joke here. You can't take a joke. Let's see about this. Let's see who's involved in multiple places to do this.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.